Even though I just want a web stream tonight. For the people I committed to. I just want it to work out. And there have been so many times. I did everything right.
It seemed right.
I was trying to do it right.
And something awful happened.
I always try.
I always intend.
To do the right thing. And sometimes it comes out wrong.
I make a mistake.
They perceive
something I didn't mean.
People's feelings get hurt. And I couldn't help it.
And I couldn't change it.
And it's really hard
to understand
why it can't be easier.
Why it can't feel better.
This has really happened to me.
I have good intention.
Or I'm having a good time.
Everything seems right.
It makes sense to me.
And then I find out
I was wrong.
It was wrong.
It didn't work out.
I didn't have enough information.
Something got in the way.
It seems to me
this happens
too often.
I just want it
to be nice,
to be easy,
to make sense.
And then it doesn't.
And my feelings are hurt.
Their feelings are hurt.
I miss it.
When I really wanted it.
I create chaos.
When that was the last thing
I would ever intend.
So many times.
I've meant to do well.
Thought it was a great idea.
And then in hindsight,
I wish I would have kept my mouth shut.
This has really happened to me.
And all those times,
as a child,
I thought I was right.
And I was right.
What I felt
was absolutely real
in the moment.
And then
I found out
it was wrong.
I was wrong.
I didn't get it.
There was more information.
They didn't agree with me.
And that felt so awful.
Any of the awful feelings
I'm still storing in my body
from the mistakes that are made
through me,
to me,
against me,
from me.
I want to forgive myself.
I really want to forgive myself.
Even though
life goes on.
Each day starts again.
And things get pushed aside.
And kind of forgotten.
I'm seeking.
I'm intending.
I'm creating right now
healing
of all negative charge
from any event,
from all thoughts
that no longer serve me.
I'm asking,
I'm intending,
I'm creating
healing now
of any old,
any new,
stuck, stinky energy
around feeling,
perceiving,
being
wrong.
I've been wrong.
A lot.
I've been wrong.
Often.
I've been wrong.
More than I like to admit.
And I'm always so serious about it.
I really want to let that go now.
I really want to let that go now.
I want to forgive me.
I want to be so good at forgiving me
that I naturally,
easily,
gently
forgive others.
I really want to forgive me.
I can't do that.
It's embarrassing.
I'm ashamed.
I'm guilty.
I should have known better.
I should have done better.
I should have figured it out
sooner,
faster.
I should have asked more questions.
I should have been seeking
to come from a place
of love. And patience.
And
understanding.
And
I can't do it.
And
I couldn't do it.
And
I want to forgive me anyway.
I don't know if I can.
I don't want to remember
all those yucky things.
I don't want to remember
feeling guilty,
feeling ashamed,
feeling uncertain,
feeling judged.
I don't want to remember
the times I was mean
and enjoyed it.
I don't want to remember
the times it felt good
to be angry
and hurtful
instead of
feeling victimized.
When the truth is,
I still feel victimized
by all my memories
where I perceive,
where I tell a story
that I let myself down.
This crazy human thing
about needing to be perfect,
needing to be smart,
needing to be
more than I am.
I want to love and accept me
in all this human chaos,
right where I am.
No, I don't.
I don't even know how to do that.
If I don't feel bad about me,
how will I choose better?
How will I make better choices?
How will I care
about doing a better job?
Wouldn't it be nice?
Wouldn't it be easier?
If I could be open to the possibility
that I have reached a place,
an amazing critical mass point,
where I could move more quickly
forward,
where I could grow more quickly,
if I was coming
from a place
of feeling really good.
I want to forgive me
for not knowing,
for not understanding
that guilt has served me well,
shame has served me well,
and it's okay to let it go.
It's okay
to be a master
at forgiveness.
They don't teach that.
There's no credited course
on forgiveness.
There's not even that many books.
How important could it be?
I want to try it anyway.
If I don't like it,
if it doesn't work for me,
I can screw up again.
There's people I can get mad at.
There are fights I can create.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to misspeak
and say something I don't mean.
And there are people I can count on
to hear something I did not say.
So I am perfectly safe
being open to the possibility
of forgiving
all parts of me
that are still holding on
to the old way,
the old teaching
that you learn best
if you feel bad.
I think I got the lesson.
This belief
has really served us well
as a species.
It has been important
that we needed to conform
and confirm
what works
and what is not acceptable.
And now
I want to lighten up.
This human experience,
I'm going to screw it up.
And I'm not alone.
I want to see.
This is the human experience.
Chaos.
Contrast.
Always wanting
to move to the next level.
I just want to move forward
in ease.
And it would be so much easier
if I could experience
forgiveness.
I want to forgive me
for wanting so much more, from my parents. I want to forgive me
for being so
attached
to everything
they didn't do right
from my perspective.
I really want to forgive me
for believing,
for thinking,
for buying into
it's their fault.
They should have known better,
done better.
I want to forgive me
for holding on to
the resentment,
the judgment
that's limiting me now,
that's getting in the way for me now.
Any and all
resentment and judgment,
comparison and measurement
that I'm still chained to energetically,
I want to pretend
I could leave it here tonight
and start a new year
fully present.
The truth is,
I'm not that person anymore.
I am not that little girl.
I am not that child.
I am not that teenager.
I am not that young woman.
Every day I learn.
Every day I expand.
Every moment I am more experienced.
I make different mistakes now.
Wouldn't it be nice
if I could allow closure,
healing,
complete
releasing
of all the old stuff.
They screwed up.
And then I made it worse
by holding on to it,
treasuring it.
I wanted to feel bad.
And I got really good at it.
This goofy human thing,
getting attached,
getting stuck
in the anger,
in the pain,
in the hurt feelings,
in the rejection,
in the nuttiness of it.
I've been there.
I really want to let it go now.
I really want to let it go now.
These funny human bodies
with hormones and chemicals,
it's just amazing to me.
I can be really high one minute
and pop into anger
and feel taken advantage of
over one thing
that suddenly
looks like 100 things.
Whatever it is,
I'm still holding within me.
I'm seeking healing now.
I really want to let go of the drama.
I really want to let go of the attachment
to feeling bad.
It makes perfect sense.
That's how we're taught.
That's how we're programmed.
That's how we live.
If we feel bad enough,
we'll make a change.
We'll make a difference.
We'll act differently.
Give to others.
I want to be open to the possibility
that I'm nice
and generous
and creative
when I feel good.
I'm still going to do the right thing.
I might even be able
to do more.
I'm seeking
to cut all energetic ties
with old resentments,
old frustrations,
old hurts,
both as giver
and receiver.
I'm seeking to cut now
all energetic attachment
to the past
that doesn't support
who I'm becoming now.
I'm seeking
to just let it go.
It really did happen.
They didn't admit.
They didn't worship.
They didn't see
how great I am.
They didn't allow me
to be everything they needed
in every moment.
I want to let it go anyway.
They didn't show up
the way I wanted them to.
the way I'm believing would have made a profound difference in who I am. I'm still blaming them because they were wrong. And I have all the answers. And I know they could have done it differently. I really want to let that go. I want to be in alignment with well-being. I really want to be in alignment with well-being. My well-being. Their well-being. When people weird out, I want to observe without buying into it. When people go crazy, defensive, insulting, victimized, I want to see with positive expectation that they're only having a human moment. And it's not all of them. It's not the big picture of them. Of them. I want to see this human experience is hormonal, chemical, complicated, emotional. I want to see that I don't have to buy into the moment that connects me to all the garbage in the past. I want to be so fully present, so fully aligned with well-being, my own well-being, that I can witness another person's chaos and not go there with them. I want to be the change I want to see in the world. I want to do great things. From a well-being standpoint, I want to give even more. I want to allow even more. From a place of feeling good. And that would be so much easier if I could magically, miraculously, forgive all aspects of me that are so afraid to forgive. If I really forgive, who would I be? It would be like having amnesia. If I truly forgive and bring all my focus and attention to who I want to be, what I like about me, what would happen to the other person? What would happen to the memories? What would happen in my life today if I freed up all that energy? Maybe I've been holding on for a real good reason. Maybe I'm not ready to feel this good. I want to try it anyway. I want to be open to the possibility that in all my imperfections, I can see the amazing miracle I really am. I want to be open to the possibility that in all the mistakes I've made, all the unhappiness I've been a part of, any and all resentment, fear, rejection, anger, withholding that I have participated in is just being human. And it's safe to let it go. I want to start my new year being fully present. Being fully present and in alignment with well-being. And I want to start. I want to begin right now with my own well-being by forgiving any and all things I'm perceiving, things I did perceive as wrong towards me, through me, from me. I have always done the very best I could do with what I knew at the time, with what I experienced
I have always done
the
very best I could do.
The very best I could do.
Or I would have done it differently.
Or I would have done it differently.
And I want to be open to the possibility.
And I want to be open to the possibility.
That that is true.
That that is true.
For all of us.
For all of us.
And it's safe for me.
And it's safe for me.
To cut all energetic attachment.
To cut all energetic attachment.
With unpleasant emotion.
With unpleasant emotion.
With others.
With others.